Okay, so here's a stat that's going to blow your mind. 1 in 6 Texas homeowners went without insurance last year. 1 in 6. And we're coming up on the end of 2025, which means it's time for something most people completely ignore: your year-end insurance review.
Right, and I know what you're thinking. Insurance review sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry. But if you skip this, you could be leaving serious money on the table, or worse, setting yourself up for a financial nightmare.
Exactly. And this isn't just about home insurance. We're talking your car, your life insurance, everything. Because life changes constantly, right? Maybe you renovated your kitchen this year. Maybe you had a baby. Maybe you finally paid off that car loan.
And that's where an agency like Shell Insurance comes in. They're Texas experts who understand exactly what we're dealing with here. You can call them at 972-423-4546 for a free policy review.
So let's talk about why year-end specifically is the perfect time to do this. The Texas insurance market in 2025 has been absolutely wild. Home insurance premiums jumped 21% in 2023, then another 19% in 2024.
Wild is putting it mildly. The average Texas homeowner is now paying over $2,200 a year. And here's what's scary: 40% of homeowners nationwide are underinsured. That means if disaster strikes, their coverage isn't going to cover the full cost to rebuild.
And 70% of homes don't have enough coverage for a complete rebuild. Construction costs have gone up dramatically. So that policy you bought 3 years ago, it probably doesn't reflect what it would actually cost to rebuild your home today.
This is exactly why Shell Insurance's year-end review is so valuable. They look at your current coverage, compare it against what you actually need based on today's costs, and help you identify those gaps before you have a claim. Visit shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L, insurance.com.
Okay, so let's break down what you should be reviewing. Starting with homeowners insurance. Your home insurance should cover the replacement cost, not the market value. Those are two completely different numbers.
And if you've done any improvements, new kitchen, bathroom remodel, upgraded your HVAC system, those aren't automatically reflected in your policy. You've got to tell your insurance company about those changes.
A kitchen renovation can change your home from standard to semi-custom, which dramatically affects replacement costs. And if you don't update your policy, you're going to be underinsured.
Here's another thing people overlook: documenting what you own. Take photos of every room, write down serial numbers for electronics, keep receipts. The average property damage claim payout in Texas is over $15,000. But without proper documentation, you might get way less than you deserve.
Now let's talk auto insurance, because Texas has some specific requirements. The state minimum is what's called 30-60-25 coverage. That's $30,000 for bodily injury per person, $60,000 per accident, and $25,000 for property damage.
But here's the problem. Those minimums are often not enough. Think about it. The average new car costs way more than 25 grand. If you cause an accident and total someone's newer vehicle, your property damage coverage barely covers it.
And Texas is an at-fault state, which means if you cause the accident, you're responsible for the damages. If your coverage limits are too low, you're personally on the hook for anything beyond what your insurance pays.
This is why Shell Insurance recommends going beyond the minimums. They can help you understand what coverage levels actually make sense for your situation and your assets. Give them a call at 972-423-4546.
Another thing to check: are you paying for coverage you don't need anymore? Maybe you paid off your car loan. Or on the flip side, maybe your teenager just got their license and needs to be added to your policy.
And don't forget about potential discounts. Bundling your home and auto policies, having a good driving record, installing anti-theft devices, or paying your premium in full instead of monthly can all save you money.
Now let's shift to life insurance, because this is the policy people forget about most often, but it's arguably the most important one to review regularly, especially after any major life changes.
Life insurance is all about protecting the people who depend on you financially. Got married this year, had a baby, bought a house, got a promotion. All those things change how much coverage you need.
Here's a general rule of thumb. Your life insurance should be about 10 to 15 times your annual income. That ensures your family can maintain their lifestyle, pay off debts, and handle future expenses like college tuition.
But it's not just about the amount of coverage. You've got to check your beneficiaries. If you got divorced and never updated your beneficiary designation, guess who's getting that death benefit? Your ex-spouse.
And your will doesn't override your beneficiary designation on a life insurance policy. The insurance company pays whoever's listed on that form, period. So if you haven't reviewed that in a while, do it now.
Another consideration, if you have a term policy, check when it expires. Some term policies can be converted to permanent coverage before a certain age, usually around 70. Don't wait until the last minute.
This is where working with a knowledgeable Texas agent like Shell Insurance really pays off. They're understanding the full picture of your insurance needs, home, auto, life, and can help you make sure everything's working together. Check out shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com.
So let's talk about what's actually happening in the Texas insurance market right now. The number of people enrolled in the Texas FAIR plan, that's the last resort insurance option, has nearly doubled. It went from 73,000 policies in September 2023 to over 100,000 in 2024.
Wind and hail damage alone accounts for 42% of all insured home losses in Texas. And with more severe weather events becoming more common, insurance companies are getting really cautious about who they'll cover and at what price.
Which is why proactive management of your policies is so crucial. You don't want to wait until you're shopping for insurance in a crisis. You want to have these conversations now, understand your options, and make sure you're properly protected.
And there's actually some good news in Texas, too. The legislature passed some new laws in 2025 that give consumers more protections. For example, insurance companies can't raise your rates just because you became widowed.
Plus, if your insurance company declines, cancels, or doesn't renew your policy, they now have to tell you exactly why. That transparency is huge for consumers.
So here is your action plan for your year-end insurance review. First, gather all your current policy documents, make a list of any major life changes or home improvements from the past year, then reach out to an independent agent who can review everything comprehensively.
Check your home insurance coverage against current replacement costs. Document your belongings with photos and receipts. Review your auto insurance to ensure you have adequate liability coverage beyond state minimums. And update your life insurance beneficiaries.
Because here's the reality. Being underinsured costs way more than slightly higher premiums. If you have a major claim and your coverage is inadequate, you could be facing tens of thousands of dollars out of pocket.
And on the flip side, you might be paying for coverage you don't need anymore. A thorough review can actually save you money while ensuring you're properly protected. It's about finding that sweet spot.
This is exactly the kind of expertise Shell Insurance brings to the table. They're not just selling you insurance, they're helping you build a comprehensive protection strategy that makes sense for your life, your assets, and your Texas-specific risks.
They understand the local market, they know Texas regulations inside and out, and they're genuinely invested in making sure you have the right coverage. Not too much, not too little. Just right.
The Texas insurance market isn't getting any easier to navigate. Costs are rising, coverage is getting harder to find, and the risks we face from severe weather aren't going anywhere. But with the right guidance and regular reviews, you can protect yourself and your family.
Don't wait until you have a claim to discover you're underinsured. Don't wait until you're forced into the FAIR plan because you couldn't find affordable coverage. Take control of your insurance situation now, while you have options.
Shell Insurance is ready to help you with a comprehensive year-end review. They'll look at your home, auto, and life insurance, identify any gaps, find opportunities for savings, and make sure you're properly protected heading into 2026.
Call them at 972-423-4546 or visit shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L. insurance.com.
Your insurance policies are there to protect what matters most. Your home, your family, your financial security. Make sure they're actually doing that job. A year-end review isn't optional, it's essential.
Thanks for tuning in to Insurance Talk Texas. Take action on this before the year ends. Stay protected out there, everyone.
And remember, Shell Insurance has the expertise to guide you through every decision. Don't leave your protection to chance. Make that call today.